So what was it like to meet Benny Goodman?
Oh, it was amazing. That was 1986. So what happened was Bobby Short had invited his, my group to come to play at the, I think it was the South Street Settlement School. And then he came up, he said, Sally, he said, look over there. See that man with his back to us, gray suit? I said, yes. He said, that's Benny Goodman. And on cue, Benny turns around, and there he was, that face. It was Benny. So he sat about 15 feet away, 12 feet away, and we're playing, and he was all smiles, and he came up afterwards, and he said, wow, where'd you get your concept of sound? Oh, and he said, it sounds like the way we played in my day. And so I said, Mr. Goodman, do you ever coach other clarinetists? And he said, yeah, next time you're in New York, call me. And I said, well, I'm here tomorrow. And I still have this little card. It's a business card. And on the back of it, he wrote his name, his address, his telephone number. And I have this, you know, in a picture frame at home. It's so anyways, it was amazing to meet him. And then I went to his house. So we played for a while, a couple hours. We played some classical things, Mozart, clarinet concerto. And then I said, Benny, would you play a jazz song for me? Opened the book, and he played just beautifully. And then I just asked him as many questions as I could think of. And what was amazing, though, was he would ask me the questions back. And I'm like, well, he's really being polite, or I don't know what it was.
So how did A Buffalo Boy become so nationally in tune? I know you've toured all across the U.S. You were on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson at one point. You were on the Carnegie Hall stage, Lincoln Center. What brought you there?
Well, when I was in college, we formed a group called the Amherst Sax Quartet. There were four saxophones. And right out of college, we just started performing, and it caught on. And actually what happened was a friend of mine that, you know, the amusement park, Fantasy Island, all these things connect, isn't it funny? Mm-hmm. But that's what happened. So Fantasy Island had a little Dixieland band. So right out of high school, that was my first musician job. That person, Steve Radick was his name, loved UB Blake. So I hadn't heard of UB at the time. So we went to UB's house and invited him to a ragtime festival that was going to be held in St. Louis. So we took the A train to Brooklyn to meet UB, and UB decided to come. And at that time, that's when I had just formed the Amherst Sax Quartet. And so we invited the Amherst Saxophone Quartet, and then that's how we met UB. And so that's how really it all started happening.
That's the history of it, huh? You have worked for many, many years, I guess, 21 seasons with the BPO?
Yeah. I've worked 21 seasons as a regular member, in other words, contracted member. But I had subbed early on when I was just in college, you know, so I did get to play with the orchestra a little bit. But boy, what a happy day when you know, I won the position with the orchestra then. And that was, wow, 21 years ago, hard to believe. Yep.
Is it a good mix for you of the classical and the jazz that you've been able to do?
It is. You know, for me, classical music and the refinement and the control there helps my jazz playing. And then with the jazz, the freedom that affords you and the flexibility helps my classical playing. So I think they really complement one another.
Well, Sal and Alina, we are looking forward to your show with the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra.
Great. Thank you very much. Looking forward to meeting all the people.